Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
For the murder of thousands.
is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman and the queen, baby. Lawless Radio's online. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend and bring about four or five friends so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, independent music, unsigned, all that good stuff. Y'all got to forgive me, man. I'm sitting here and I'm reading as I do my intro, so it just kind of threw me off a little bit, and I'm going to tell y'all what I was reading in a few minutes. Man, Queen, are you ready to kick it off?
Yes, sir. What's up, world? It's your lady, M.E. the Queen. Also, your Carolina Peach, not South, but North. Get it right. But anyway, just glad to be back on another Grit Grind Wednesday, and Grit Grind it has been for me. Yo, I mean, I've grinded so hard in the last few months that my body just gave out Saturday. And I was like,
man,
you know, I'm done. I mean, stick me with the fork, you know, no blood there. I mean, I was really, really like done. So, you know, that was a good thing.
No, gotta tell yourself. I got a ringing headache. I have been going, man. I gotta thank people out at Louise Redlaw. I'm actually sitting here. I'm reading a thank you letter from them. Just getting a chance to really check my emails and stuff. But I have been invited, you know, as a guest speaker. They want me to join. The Atlanta men's group, this group just goes around and they talk to students, you know, about peer pressure, you know, the importance of a greater education, you know, saying no to drugs, you know, anti-violence and stuff, you know. So I'm sitting here right now in awe as I read this, you know, going back and forth, because I am no speaker. I am not a speaker. I feel honored to have the opportunity, you know, to speak. You know, one of the things that was used to describe this last appearance I made was you came across as genuine and real. And
wow.
I'm sorry, I come off the cuff. I'm talking to these kids like I'm talking to my own. So I'm straight off the cuff. I'm not writing down a whole bunch of stuff and going somewhere and trying to memorize a Bible scriptures to give you the appearance that I'm holier than thou. I'm a man that made mistakes, and I'm just trying to, you know, teach people from my mistakes, you know, give them some insight on what my mistakes were and how I made them. Now, in doing so, I'm giving you the insight as to where you can go should you decide to travel this road, which I feel I've done my job. You know, if I know that going down this street you're going to run into harm's way and I don't do anything, I'm just as guilty as the harm that claims you, you know. But if I tell you and you do it anyway, I mean, I can't have no guilt. I mean, I can have the sympathy and empathy, but at the same token, I did my job, you know. And again, I'm just
right.
Let me go back and get her name. Kim Walls. Thank you for the invite. I'm definitely gonna respond to you after the show is over with. But I mean, it is great, Queen. It is great.
You get to see these young minds,
and that's it. You know, to have the realistic questions. A young lady asked me, you know, how did I resist the peer pressures, you know, of trying drugs, you know? And I told her, you know, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I wish I could stand in front of you and tell you that, you know, when I walk, the angels sing and doves, you know, descend upon me. No, I didn't resist the peer pressure. That's why I'm here to tell you. But let me tell you what happened when I didn't resist the peer pressure, you know? These bullet holes ain't fake, you know, like the kids like to go and put the designer bullet holes on their vehicles and all of that. These are not peel and stick. These will never come off, you know. So let me tell you these roads, you know, and I don't think I don't think the kids were looking for that. I think the kids were looking for me to say, you know, like, yes, and I resisted because I was strong, and I could hear God in my ears, and he was saying, don't do it, Tim, don't do it. You know, I think they were looking for that. I can't tell them that. I'd be lying. You know, I'm going to tell you I messed up. But now let me swing back around. Let me tell you about cause and effect, you know, cause and effect. You know, so, I mean, I have been really going. Shout out to my people out there. We've been working on these doggone albums, working on these projects. And my head right now is like a sledgehammer. Like you say, your body shut down. Man, mm-hmm. Just last week I was telling you how I get rejuvenated when time to do the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. I was standing on the side of me telling me, come on, let's go. I was looking at me like, I wish you would.
Man, let me tell you, I worked on Saturday, and I tell you, it's like I kept falling asleep there, and then when I left, I mean, you know, it was just one of those drives that, you know, it's only like, what, 35 minute drive, rather, but it was like the longest because it seemed like all the lights want to turn red, and
yeah.
I just wanted to get home. I didn't want to shop. I didn't want to go get any shrimp from Southern Seafood. Shout out Southern Seafood on Lawrenceville Highway. Oh my God, they're the best. They rude as hell.
Lawrenceville what?
Like, Lawrenceville and 285. Yeah,
right off 285.
Yeah, going towards La Vista. Yeah, going the opposite direction of Tucker. So.
Hey, shoot me. Do they got real fish now? Because I'm looking for some real fish.
Oh, you know, yes, they got it all. Like, you can pick your own crabs and out the, you know, they got the freezers and stuff, and they cook everything steam. They don't fry anything. Oh my God, is what they season it with? I don't know. It is delicious.
Hey,
ate a whole pound and a half of shrimp by myself. Just what, maybe a week and a half ago, I was like, this is unreal, but, I mean, it's just so good.
Get down with your bad self.
Yes, there's no shame in my game. But, I didn't even do that. I just brought my, I'm telling you, I came home, and I think I woke up. I don't remember when I fell asleep. I know when I woke up, I had Facebook messages or in my inbox, and also, text, you know, 2:35 in the morning, where you at, Ma? Like, I'm like, oh, goodness. Oh, I forgot all about this person. Oh, what's up? Mary, where you at? And just like, all kinds of questions and stuff. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I look at the time. I'm like, well, I don't even remember even falling asleep. But guess what? Going right back to sleep.
That's what I'm saying.
See me when they see me.
I saw something that made me think of you. I logged in early today. I said, oh, no. I said, she's going to love this here. She's going to love
Lord.
It. Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner separating.
I knew you were going to say that. But you know what? Good enough for her arse, you know, because you know what? Between what she did to Lamar Odom last week, you know, tape recording the conversation between he and Khloé for her so she can put this on her show. Oh, yeah. I just want to say she's an Antichrist. I put it on Facebook today, yesterday, and somebody asked why. I mean, you must not have been, you know, I wanted to tell this person so bad, but I didn't even respond. I just was like, you know what? I'm not going to elaborate on Kris Jenner. I'm just going to make a statement. That's going to be it. But
That's it.
But no, what I wanted to really tell her is you must not have been watching TV for the last 4 years. The Kardashians ruled the TV. Yes, I mean, yes, it is what it is. They rule the E! Channel, them and Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
But,
Ryan Seacrest is the money behind them.
Yes, he is. I you know, it's a trap door for all of them, even for Ryan Seacrest. Just, I wish I had the sound effect that I can just, of them falling, you know, the door just opening up like a dungeon door. Boom, 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 just.
I wish I could find something like that. Man, I'll find one for you.
That's the word.
Hey, I gotta give a shout out to my people out there, man. task for Supernatural. They broke their own records. First off, the original pilot, the original show, aired over 30 years ago, and it did good. And Britain had 7 years. It had a 7-season span. They revamped it again in Britain about 15 years ago, and it had no 35 years. So 35 years, then 20 years, right? 35 years, then 20 years. And it had an 8-season run, barely 8-season run. Well, now this one, the American version, season number 9, and last night's episode was the highest gross rating of all years combined for the past 3 years.
Wow.
You know, so I mean, it's something. So shout out to them, and y'all know I'm deeply into Supernatural. I love the joint, and I mean, it came back with a nice vengeance there. You know, I'm trying to see what's going on with TV. I've been trying to catch up with TV, y'all. I don't watch TV, but now you know I got the grandson. You know, and what else can you do when you're sitting down watching the grandkids? You turn on the idiot box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you watch, you know? So, hey, now tell me. Jamie Kimball and Kanye.
Oh, God.
What's your take?
What's my take? My take is Kanye need to get a sense of humor. My take is Jimmy Kimmel can be a little bit too much at times. He's really not that funny to me. But,
right.
Grow up. I mean, you know, neither one of you are a bigger star than the other. And, you know, Kanye, this dude, he's really tested my patience lately. I mean, in fact, I was just looking at a picture of him just a second ago as you were talking. Of this fool, he has a cameraman in a headlock. You know, I mean, come on now.
Oh.
In a headlock. Yes, a headlock.
Now, you know what I'm looking for, right?
What you looking
for? I'm waiting because, you know, they say he's going to be on Jamie Kimmel. I'm waiting because I want to hear the British accent. I ain't heard the British accent yet. So
man,
I'm waiting for him to be on Jamie Kimmel. I want to hear the British accent.
I told you, started out a Kardashian accent first, and then it just kind of parlayed into a little British accent.
I want to hear the British accent.
It's not an accent. It's an accent. It's an accent. That's pretty much how he talks now.
Well, I want to hear the accent. I ain't heard the accent yet, so
yeah,
I want to hear.
You haven't heard the accent, but you heard the accent, but you haven't heard the accent.
Right, I'm looking forward to it because I mean I'm gonna lose my mind. That is it. I am gonna lose my mind the minute I hear him speak with that accent. I am losing it. You know, damn well ain't no British people on the south side of Chicago. Them people over there barely know English.
Not that I know of, but you know what? To his defense though, I think he was like born in Germany though. I think he was like raised some of his life in Germany, but still he didn't have a German accent two months ago, and he didn't have no doggone a British accent 2 months ago.
Wait a minute now. Yes, he was in Germany. He spent some time in Europe, but this was up until he was 4 years of age.
I know he was. They didn't have that much impression on his ass.
I did. That's like all of a sudden I develop a down south accent after being down here for a few years. No, he wasn't there long enough. They better leave him alone.
I just love the. But you know what? I just love the way he's so in love with Kim. You know, like
he's in love with
that's
Kat.
Just my the love of my life, and you just
in love with
I mean, you know. I'm like life, like love of yeah, the
really,
love
darling.
Of your life, like a blow from London. I'm like, what is going
darling.
On here? Like,
my darling, I'm in love with you.
I mean, it was like, you know, so when I met Ken, like, it's like, I'm like, what is he? Is this Paul McCartney talking? It's just,
he's called Yellow Moons on Stars.
It's called
Blue Diamond.
It's called. Of sticking your thing in a Kardashian, and now you're you're a clone or whatever that you want to be. You're one of them.
Oh,
I saw the little girl recently though. I saw one picture yesterday, and maybe another picture two or four days ago of the baby. The baby looks like Kim, and she looks like she looks like Kim around like the nose and mouth and everything,
okay.
But she looks like
okay.
Kanye around the eyes. She's so pretty.
Woo! Thank you. You know what I was gonna say? I thought you were gonna say.
Oh gosh, what?
I thought you were gonna say, baby, look like me. I'm sitting there sweating. Oh God.
Oh goodness. No, she was like Ray J. I would have shoot it like Ray J. That would be the crazy part. I'm like, somebody died. Somebody going to learn today. Somebody going to die tonight.
Somebody going to learn.
Ray J already put out a new song on her.
Hey, trust me. Kanye would lose it. He'll lose that British accent on that day.
Man, he would be so shot down because going round. I got to get this Ray J from going around running his mouth.
OJ, please don't kill me, OJ. Oh, yeah. She'll be all right then. I just love her. I just love this woman. Man, I'm not lying. I cannot wait. I don't watch. You know, I'm not a Jamie Kimmel fan, not into him and stuff. I mean, everybody's got the idea of funny, and he just like not up there on my list of things to do in this lifetime just yet. But I am looking to see that. That is my deal. I want that. Please, pop out. Use your British accent. I'm jumping on the phone with everybody back in shot. That fool can't walk around no more. I'm going Uncle Ruckus. Next time y'all see him, I want y'all to put hands on him. That's what you're going to do. What else is going on out there? The government shut down, still shut down, y'all. God dog it. Is this serious? Government don't want us to have no moon day around here? Come on. What do they got on TV for you to watch? What you think the GOP watching right about now? Oh, y'all done lost her? Oh my goodness, y'all done lost her. Hey, we ain't gonna trip. We done lost the queen, but we are going to go ahead and roll a little music. Y'all know what that is. It is that Blog Talk thing that I was already telling y'all about that was going on. Hey, y'all make sure y'all tune in for my man Buck tomorrow. Buck will be back here tomorrow doing the same thing, baby. That is supporting your local come up, underground, unsigned. Independent music, man. Y'all got y'all music y'all trying to send. I don't understand why people keep being hard-headed. I keep saying, don't send me a link. I'm not going to download your music. I've been saying that, man, almost 5 years. Matter of fact, we got a few weeks, and it will officially be 5 years, man. Y'all have made this possible, man. It'll officially be 5 years, man. We are doing this, man. Well, at least online. And I am still putting out that bounty. I'm still putting out that bounty. I have $100 for the first person that can send me the Lawless Radio CD, Volume 1. And don't y'all go and try to make no doggone CD. I know what the CD looks like. If it don't say Volume 1, if it don't say Blink Online Magazine, what issue was it? January 03. If it don't say January 03 issue, then I know y'all trying to get over on me. And don't go and try to use that and say, oh, I got them. Nope, because it's got to look a certain way. But I'm being serious. I really want that. That paved the way for this one, Miss Blink Online. And shout out to the people that still hit us up asking, are we ever going to do anything as far as the magazine again? I don't know just yet, but I can never say never. Hey, y'all, this is a new joint here, man. This is all this What About Me, Lawless Radio, Great Grind with the Chairman and the Queen, y'all.
Remember all the times you would hold me, and you whispered in my ear, and you told me all of the things I wanted to hear. I remember all the times you made sweet love to me, how you'd say, baby, this is how it's gonna be. I remember all the promises you made to me, but you
Yeah. Hey, big bro. Y'all know who I be. Big Block, Eastside, Shenron.
Yeah, Tiggy Man.
Born on the Eastside. Pull the shave up front, man.
Peanut butter cut, red apple sauce. My Chevy look the best. 350 in the chest. Let the top down, man. Sometimes you gotta flex. Everybody got their whip game, but mine look the best. Tools out the air, stripes down the middle. The paint candy coated like I'm driving in a skittle. Shoes on the bottom, I call them high heels. 26 got the whole city staring at my wheels. Wood grain popping, everybody stopping. Make me feel good. Man, when everybody jocking, the beat still knocking. A good situation, the Chevy go boom. Down there, make the Chevy go boom.
All the girls love it when I'm riding by.
Make my Chevy go boom.
They say, look up, that's my wheel go. When I
make my Chevy go
boom. The gas hit your lane, then I make my Chevy go.
Got a paint on the trunk. Let a seat that recline like your back broke, bruh. Louis Vuitton steering wheel sitting on them shack feet. Got a Chevy Simba baby sitting on my back seat. Got a dime with me downtown hitting back streets. When I got my Chevy, man, I had to park the lack fleet. I ain't with the mother car. Man, the Chevy go far. What you think I rap for? Chevy's make this Chevy go far.
All the girls love it when I'm riding by.
Make my Chevy go.
They say, look up, that's my wheel go. When I
make
my
Chevy go.
Got the gas, hit your lanes, then I
make
my
Chevy go.
I bet you can't get right. You can't get right.
I got a different car for every day and every situation. Got them waiting in the streets, heavy anticipation. Might dry the money green to mess my big faces. I jump off in the yellow vert to mess my yellow bracelet. But cocoa butter's the one. I'm just having some fun. I'm not an amateur, son. That's where I'm from. So get the Chevys and come. Take them down to the shop. Or let me pimp your ride. But make that Chevy cold.
All the girls love it when I'm riding by.
Make my Chevy cold.
They say, look up, that's my wheel go. When I
make the Chevy go.
Got the gas, hit your lanes, then I
make
my Chevy go. Bet you can't get right. You can't get right.
Keep the century on the first go. Make the pedal to the metal go. Got the man in the trunk going boom, boom. And the engine in my Chevy going boom, boom. Keyless entry on the first go. Put the pedal to the metal go. Got the man in the trunk going boom, boom. You hear the engine in my Chevy going boom, boom.
Let go.
Told y'all I'd rather push a Chevy than drive anything else.
Damn.
Yo, bro. Did you see her?
Hell yeah.
Did you see her?
Man.
Yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions, ain't no buts. I'm going in there, and I'm getting that girl.
Bruh, do you know where we at? I know, but did you see her?
Yeah, you tripping, man.
That's all I want to know, did you see that girl?
Yeah, I saw her.
Yeah. I'm going in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get her. All
right.
And let's see in the...
Maybe later we can do a little something. Five, oh, 10 is the blueprint from the wasteland.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
You got them heels on. Your legs long. I can tell you put it down by the way you walk. Everybody in your body gotta put my hands on. Shorty, you can even be my baby mama. Cause I really wanna put you on.
I'm trying to figure out a plan to get you in my hand. You're not a dime, you a diamond. Shining, six eyes, pretty face, eyes that are blind you. I got money, a big house in New York City. I'm a king and I need a queen to share with me. I want to make you laugh, bless you with that tongue bath. Me and you, we go together just like a pen and pad. Holding hands in the mall with my favorite girl. Don't even know your first name, but you deserve the world. You can get it all, don't you ever doubt me. I'm guaranteed to get you gone when you feel my mouthpiece.
Boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
Hey, that's what it is, man. We got the queen back on, man. Y'all know how Blog Talk acting around here, y'all. And that's why I'm looking to get us away from here. Y'all finna see me now start running around here like Prince, man, with slaves painted on the side of my face, man. I'm looking for freedom for
hey,
we got to use them for what they were right now, man. But I mean, the sister just crashed and kicked me out even. Now, how you going to have a show with no doggone host? Both hosts kicked off the show. All right? So we looking, man. We looking. Been playing with some systems and everything. And hopefully everything goes good, y'all. And y'all will be finding out about all of this good stuff. But Queen TV, it's back time. What are you watching? It's back time now. Everything is coming back. What are you watching?
Well, let's see. I'm looking at the new season of Basketball Wives, which is not good at all. Tammy's still fighting. Her mother dies, you know, I think next episode or something. But, I mean, you know, it's only but so many Tammy Roman punches I'm going to, you know, look at on TV before I just say, you know, I'm going to stop watching the show, you know, because she hit me like that. I'm telling you, we're going to really go at it. I mean, just point blank.
It's going down.
But that, you know, that, yeah, she's, you know, I mean, you know, she's supposed to, you know, have gone to a therapist and getting her life together as far as her temper and, you know, understanding life and, you know, and she's probably worse, just probably worse than she was before. You know, she was about to slap Evelyn last episode. I'm like, wow, this is just too much. So I've been watching that when I can't catch it because I move a lot. I'm always, you know, wow. I work. Let's see what else. Well, I watch a lot of ID TV, you know. So, I mean, let me put this disclaimer out there. I know a lot of people think that I'm crazy. No, I like IDTV only because I just, you know, it's interesting. I'm not going to do any of these things. So let me just put that out there first.
Tell me
yes. Investigation on Discovery TV. I love it. I mean, it's a show called Fatal Attraction that I love, man. I'm telling you, these are like real-life stories. These are reenactments of real-life stories. I mean, it's like this show, Fatal Attraction. You really, really, really never know who when you meet a person, what they have in store for you. Like this one girl went on a date with a guy, and then you know that he pulls over somewhere and sodomizes her, and then you know cut her and was beating her with a belt. You know, sadomasochist type stuff. And then he, you know, knocked her out the car and was about to run over and decided not to. It's just crazy. I mean, these were teenagers. And then you had one story where the couple met. It was a, you know, white girl and black guy met. And, you know, this was their first date, and they really liked each other. They really took a liking quickly to each other. And some dudes, just two black guys out of nowhere, you know, didn't have nothing else to do, just, I guess, want to get a little money, you know, just have a little fun, wind up killing him and stuff. And, well, she didn't see them kill him. You know, they were basically out. He made them go to the woods and stuff. And, you know, they did sexually assault her. And so then she was able to get away. They told her to run. And so they decided, you know, to kill him. So it was just like, that's crazy. I mean, you see, and then this other show called Who the Bleep Did I Marry? You think about when you marry someone, it's one thing to meet someone and get to know them. But when you marry someone and then you find out they're a certain way, I mean, it's got to sting like a bee or, you know, like alcohol and a sore, you know, a fresh wound. It's just, it's got to. Like, you see some of the craziest stuff on you. You think, like, people really, really have done, somebody actually did this. Somebody actually killed this person and put that in their body in a bat of acid.
Let me tell you, Lifetime channel, it's this thing called, like, Snapped or something like that. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had a marathon. You know, my wife, my mother, my sister, my daughter, my granny, they love this Lifetime network channel. So, you know, that's around, and now they got two of these channels. There's two Lifetime channels now.
The network and then the original one.
Yeah,
I don't watch it. I don't do Lifetime like that.
You know, I had a scare about back, hospitalized, thought Uncle Tio was having a heart attack, so I was bedridden and I was stuck. Well, which meant that I was stuck in one spot. I was stuck in one spot next to her as we watched this marathon of Snapped. My God, women are something else. I remember this one episode that stands out to me. Let me tell you, this one episode that stands out to me, this lady had gotten married, and the husband wasn't everything she thought he was going to be. You know, she thought that he was well off than what he was, but what it actually was his family, you know, just really extended, you know, the finances. You know, they had this lavish lifestyle that they liked to live, you know, so they stretched every nickel and dime to live this way. Well, it wasn't his lifestyle.
Well, now she done got into the marriage and she had kids. You know, she had a couple, I think the oldest was like 3, 4, somewhere like that. They're fairly young kids. Well, she bumped off the husband, and it looked as though the 4-year-old killed the husband. Like the husband had the gun or whatever.
The 4-year-old?
Yes. The way it was explained away was the 4-year-old may have gotten a hold of the gun and shot the father, okay? So that left the husband. The husband is now dead. Well, you know, the 4-year-old drowned in a bathtub, and the younger of the kids just disappeared, okay? Well, now she's married again, and she's got this, she got this husband and everything, right? Husband, same thing again. She's got 2 younger kids. But now this husband is paid. He's well paid, but he finally realizes that he don't love her, something, whatever the thing was. It wore off, you know, so it wasn't there. So her mother told him, you know, she's a very dangerous person, you know, and you should look into it, and told him what to look into, all of this. Well, all while he's, you know, basically blowing off the mother, he jokingly tells his sister about it. His sister, being some type of reporter or whatever, actually did look into it. Well, it was too late for him because he ended up dying. He had some type of allergic reaction to some food that, you know, he ate. You know, he accidentally died. Well, you know, the sister, you know, kept all of this going, you know, like, hey, let me keep looking off into this. Well, while they're looking off into all of this stuff and everything, now the sister goes, you know, gets court orders, you know, to, hey, while we got this stuff going and, you know, y'all got her, you know, could be, you know, suspicion, you know, under suspicion of murdering my brother, you know, I want my brother's effects. You know, so she's taken, so the lady didn't want her taking anything out of the basement, but she saw things of her brother that was in the basement. Well, she saw this chest, like, you know, that she thought to be, you know, an heirloom from her mother's because it reminded her of her mother's. Well, she had it, and all while everything is going, you know, court is going on, and they don't have anything against the lady, you know, basically charges and everything against the lady is dropped. She gets the husband's estate and all of that. Well, a year or so after all of this, you know, she opens this trunk. Guess what a missing baby was? The missing baby for about 20 years, the missing baby is in this trunk. The missing baby is in this trunk. It's nothing but bones in this trunk. Missing baby. So this is how they cracked the case. Yes, the missing baby. I guess the baby had to be special to her, or she couldn't find a way to get rid of the baby, or whatever the case was. The baby was in the doggone trunk. What kind of madness is that? I'm gonna tell you now.
It's just too dramatic, and just you go through all the emotions on there. But you know, at least with IDTV, you talking to the actual people that were involved.
But I don't want to lose no man points out there, guys. Don't take no man points from me. But every so often, watching one of them movies, you know, like they had the little thing on there about the bully and stuff, and how he was bullying this guy, and everybody else was like scared of. And one guy talked everybody into getting together and killing my man. You know, this is a true story out in California. You know, they killed.
Well, let me just put you at ease. You're not the only man that watch Lifetime. You're probably one of the few that will admit it, but no. So you're not losing any guy points. If anything, you're holding steady. Holding steady is better than nothing. It's better than, you know, losing some points and, you know, I mean, y'all guys do like that Martin episode.
Or
something like that. He was basically henpecked. One of those kind of episodes. Where y'all just marched together and stuff. No, all the women marched together and put y'all in line and make y'all watch Lifetime. That's how you would lose a man points if your wife make you sit there and watch it with her. But see, your case is different.
Right, that's what I explained. But let me tell you, man. Now, I give then, you know, and I go ahead, baggage claim, you know, and I'm going to throw this disclaimer out there. You ain't seen it yet?
No. So you, wait a minute, you saw it?
No, I did not, because we do not support bootleggers. No, I did not see it.
Oh, I don't do bootleg either. Yeah, I thought maybe you went to the movie to see. I actually do want to see that. And you know, Paula Patton, I do like her as an actress. Oh my God, I can't stand her on the red carpet because she seems like she's on Xanax or you know some kind of Xanax or OxyContin or something. She's too loopy and goofy and relaxed.
Let me tell you, she made my day. Let me tell you, she made my day because you know I was like Denzel in Deja Vu. Remember how he fell in love with her on Deja Vu? You know, I was like Denzel. You never seen Deja Vu? Oh, my God. Well, you know, her and Denzel get back together. This movie, Two Guns. Full frontal. Full frontal. Yes, sir. Full frontal. I was so happy.
Wow. Mm-mm.
Yes. Yes, I loved it.
Oh,
great
my
movie.
Goodness.
Oh, and Denzel and Mark Wahlberg was good. Huh?
You know, I'm trying to remember the last movie I wanted to see. Oh, I know the last movie I wanted to see. I want to say it was, this older white cat took me out. I mean, this, you know, it's funny. It's a long story, but took me out.
Hey, now you're out with the squirrel.
Well, you know, he dumped me, so I guess it is what it is.
Bastard. I'm going to talk about him.
He was one of those country white dudes, too, down from Albany. He was one of those that just came up to Buckhead every other weekend to his other house. He was one of those guys, but really,
Call him a bastard.
Yeah, that bastard had the nerve to take me to Phillips Plaza, and we wind up watching Madea Goes to Jail.
Oh, yeah.
So I do think that may be the last movie I have actually gone to see, if my memory serves me correctly.
Get out of here.
It was his idea, not mine. Madea Goes to Jail. Personally, would I ever go to see, you know, too many Tyler Perry movies in the movies? No, I would not. It's quite a few that I have not actually seen, so
Let me tell you.
I'm not a Tyler Perry hater. Let me tell you.
I had to bring myself back around to Tyler because, you know, I understand that some man broke his heart or something like that. But he ain't got to keep taking that on all of us men because every movie is about how, you know, like, man, I'm no good. Come on.
Somebody's heartbroken. Somebody either ain't happy in the marriage or somebody's on drugs and being redeemed at church or... You know, somebody getting abused or just, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, my goodness, how many more different types of movies or, well, basically, how many ways can you do the same type of movie? Goodness, I mean, it's like overkill. So I can't do Tyler like that.
It did. I'm going to tell you, I came back around to him for this Alex Cross. You know, the Alex Cross series, anybody that kept up with the books and stuff, Alex Cross is like a beast. Mm-hmm. You know, now, I'm not going to say that Tyler was a great Alex Cross because Morgan Freeman holds that title in my opinion. Morgan Freeman actually, you know, embodied Alex Cross. I mean, just from what you visualize from when you read and when you see him in the Kiss the Girl, it's like he just jump out your head like, man, that's why I was picturing him looking. That's why I was picturing him talking. You know, Alex came out, you know, but Tyler just showed me that he was willing to, you know, to risk, you know, his artistry, you know, by putting it in somebody else's hands. So that just showed his vulnerability to me, and it made me come back around. But as far as the subject matter, oh, my God, it's like, man, you know, I checked out Temptation. Have you checked out Temptation yet?
I have not seen that, but I was talking about that last week with some chicks, and they said it was a good movie, and I'm going to see that probably sometime this weekend, I'd say.
Please see it. I mean, the plot initially seems so Tyler. It seems so Tyler. you already have the plot of the movie figured out up until one twist comes, and you say, oh, damn, he tried. Oh, wow, okay? And, I mean, he did. He took it for a nice spin. I like the spin that he put on it, but then it put that question, you know, and it's that question that I don't think people really think about when you're in a relationship and you decide you want to go creep. You know, do you know who you're creeping with? You know,
exactly.
They used to say that everything that looks good ain't good for you. And you'll have a guy, you know, I hear guys say it all the time, man, I love my wife, man, but if Beyonce walked down the street right now, you know, I mean, come on, your wife can't be your Beyonce. Why do something else gotta look better outside of your household than what's in your household? Now you get a hold to that thing that was outside of your household and they pumping IV for you now.
Those are the main ones, the ones you least expected, man. The ones that, you know, the really, really pretty ones that, you know, they go beyond the call of duty, so you know they're pretty. You can recognize it. It'll stand out some way, somehow. Those are the ones that you have to look for. Like the guys say that all the time. It's the one with the pretty face and the pretty thighs, pretty eyes. But what about
there
the insides? Cameron couldn't have said it best.
Look at the skinhead in Dakota. You heard what happened to the skinhead in Dakota, right? He met this young lady. You can Google it. I read it on MSN website. He met this young lady. Him and the young lady had been courting now for the past few months. The young lady explained that she's a virgin. She's not, you know, ready for sex right now, you know, but him and her have had sex, so to speak. You know, and this has gone on for a few months. Well, now he decided to let his wife know that it is over with. You know, he's found somebody. He's leaving his wife to go and be with this young lady. He goes to be with the young lady. Lo and behold, what does he find out when he sneaks to surprise the young lady at the job where she works?
Oh,
she's a man, baby. She's a man. He's in jail now for murder. Is that what?
That sounds like a catfish episode.
Hey, he went to surprise her. She told him where she worked and all of this stuff there, and he went to surprise her. One of the guys pointed her out where she wasn't dressed in her womanly attire. She was a security at the place. He beat the guy to death. He's now facing a life sentence. Beat her to death relentlessly.
Wow,
never
Eddie Murphy all over again.
Okay, but tell the truth. Can you imagine that, though? But can you imagine that?
No, I couldn't. Yeah. And honestly, you know, I don't dislike gays. I don't, you know, I'm not all for. You know, homosexuality, I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I'm not nothing. I have no feelings towards it. But
right.
I feel like this, you know, you really should not put your, you know, feelings and your, you know, thoughts and even your actions on other people. You know, you just can't do that. And, you know, especially a lifestyle like that, you have to be really careful. You have to tailor that lifestyle and stuff because
if you don't.
You know, if you're reckless, someone's gonna hurt you. You know, you're gonna look at the little boy, well, the young guy who was killed. Name was Amber Rose, and
yeah,
it was just a sad situation. Like you just can't. And it was terrible. I mean, it was terrible what they did to him.
I
actually saw the movie for the first time just a couple months ago, and I was like, oh my god, this is just horrible. And I mean, I the mother in me came out. You know, I was like, my god.
Right.
You know, they really, really made him suffer. But, you know, I just feel like if you're going to be that way, if you're going to do those type things or be that way, you know, just be respectful and be mindful that other people are not accepting. And, you know, just, you know, because I'm not saying that you deserve to die. You don't deserve to be tortured. But, you know,
right.
I mean, every lifestyle comes with a consequence comes with the territory and definitely comes with consequences.
Definitely, and I mean that is my thing there. You know, we had this guy. You know, he was an artist that I produced for. You know, and he was openly gay. You know, and I never had a problem with him. His name's Polo. never had a problem with him because you knew exactly what you were into when you were dealing with him. It wasn't something that was hidden. But we had another guy that we had been working with, had been working with him for about 4 or 5 years, and this was one of the closet guys. You know, that's something I can't respect, you know, because you're misrepresenting yourself, you know, and it's not like you have to represent yourself a certain way to me, you know, but I mean, you know, there's a difference, you know, and you know, you in studio kicking with this guy, blah, 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 where you know that your lifestyle and his lifestyle don't cross. So we go our separate ways, but here you go with this guy, you know, you out kicking and all of this stuff here. You know, you got some people that know exactly how this guy get down. You don't. So now y'all basically been judged, you know, based on
exactly.
You know, that's something I have a problem with, you know. And then when you know, the cross dressing, I mean, if you out here meeting guys like that, I mean, we had this girl Tila. Tila, I will not kid you. Tila, beautiful, my God, she was so beautiful. She had the voice of an angel, but she was a he. But she was a he.
Wow.
And any time she would perform, if I'd be anywhere where she performed, you know, I used to stay in her head, you know, hey, these guys trying to fall in love with you and stuff, you know, make sure you let these guys know, you know, straight up front what it is, because some fool come back in here busting, you know, we here at the show with you. We're not trying to catch no strays. We're not trying to catch no strays, but I mean, hey, you mess a person's head up with something like that because you basically forced them.
Exactly.
They didn't have a choice.
And speaking of which, you know, like, I know you probably heard this new craze, this new show on MTV called Catfish. Now, I've actually gotten into the show. Yeah, I've actually gotten into the show, and I think it's on now. I think it comes on tonight. But anyway, you know, just some situations on there that, you know, and this is all real life. It stems from these two guys that, you know, met, you know, on this, you know, a guy lied about who he was and all this good stuff. And so the guy decided to write a book about it or something he wrote about it and turned it into a reality show, which I thought was brilliant. But you know, sometimes, you know, you have people up there, like the one girl that was in love with this guy. She was a black girl and the guy was white, and she was in love with him thinking all this time, you know, I mean, you're my savior. Before you, I was partying all the time in college. I was drinking. I was doing all these different things. So her best friend decided to become this person for 2 years. These two people, you know, connected on Facebook, and they emailed each other. They would you know, well, they never really Skyped each other because I guess, you know, she would have known. But, you know, they did all those things, and then they finally met, and then she finds out it's her best friend fixes her up actually it's her doing this to her the whole time and stuff. And she was really hurt because she said, I put my trust in you. I told you things that I really, you know, I've never told anyone or don't tell people. And, you know, I was partying at school, and, you know, when I met you, and it's just, you know, all these different things. And, you know, so it's like she really was very, you could tell she was really furious with her best friend. So,
yeah.
You know, at the summary of the show, you know, she was like, well, you know, the trust, you know, that's going to have to come in time. It's never going to be the same, you know, speaking of their friendship. And, yeah, you know, so, you know, like that show kind of like, it's a good show, you know, because it's entertaining, first of all. But second of all, you know, I mean, it should ring a bell for some people. A lot of people that's out here meeting people on social media, you know, these things should ring a bell. And you see anything like this on this show, then you probably should, you know, just kind of move away from it, or, you know, that should be red flagged. And so it's a cool show, but what I fear is that someone, just like on Jerry Springer, like the guy killed the guy, I think it was Jerry Springer, where the guy killed the guy, you know, his neighbor, he found out was in love with him, and, you know.
No,
you know,
that was Jenny Jones. That was Jenny Jones.
Oh, Jenny Jones. Yes, that's right, Jenny Jones. You know, another situation like that, you know, on that show where, you know, the show is canceled because someone dies or something. So that's the only thing I really fear about the show. But I mean, it's really popular. I mean, a lot of people, I guess I didn't realize until the last maybe 5 years just how many people actually do meet each other online. I just didn't realize it was just that much people. It's millions. It really is millions.
I'm
not even talking about Yeah, Facebook and stuff like that. I'm talking about like dating websites. I did not know people could really go to them like that.
Right.
Wow.
And I'm gonna say it just like I said to my daughter. I had this conversation with my 13-year-old, and you know she asked. You know, we have a cousin that basically left his family for a young lady that he met on one of these sites. You know, and she's like, man, how do you just do that? He really don't know the lady, and you know he's just. Men are dumb. I'm sorry, guys. Guys, I'm gonna be 100%. I'm gonna be 100 with y'all. Guys are stupid. You go to Facebook all the time. Right now, you know, we have Lawless Adults. Lawless Adults, you know, we sell toys and all of these things there. Well, the picture is a model that we commissioned to take a photo. It even says at the bottom of the photo, this is not an actual person. This is an account for Lawless Adults Retail. This is what the picture says. Do you know how many people shoot messages to that doggone page about this young lady wanting to meet her? She is so pretty. Can she send them news? Oh, I love you. Where do you live at? Do you know how many of those messages we get? And I'm talking about daily, not weekly, not monthly, not yearly. Daily.
Every minute.
Messages. And you sit there and you look at it. So, this about 3 years ago, I was arguing with somebody who didn't like me making a statement. My guy James, I was arguing with him. And he said, that's not true, man, dude. It's like you dogging us. I said, okay, well, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to go, and we're going to find a male model. We're going to find a male model, something that these women, you know, think is irresistible. We're going to put him on there, and we're going to see. We had his picture up there for almost a year. There were no proposals. There were no messages. There were no requests for news. There was nothing.
Wow.
But the minute we changed and put her picture back up there, her picture's been back up there now nonstop for the past 2 years. And right now, I can go to that account, and we have proposals, offers for dinner, you know, anything you name.
Wow.
Guys are dumb. Guys are dumb. I mean, you see that stuff, and again, you look in this internet. This don't have to be that actual person. This is the case of catfish, because my daughter was dying. She was the one that introduced me to that show. You know, that's why I started laughing when you said it. My daughter introduced me. She said, Daddy, this is going to be you. What do you mean? She said, he get all the messages you say you get, somebody going to check down the Lawless Adult account and find out that they're sending all of these messages to you. You know, like, wow. And I watched it. It is truly
that is crazy.
Are you serious? Guys.
Hey, it's so funny.
Who would have ever thought of a phrase called catfish is dealing with someone, you know, meeting someone on the internet and not meeting the real person. That means you've been catfished. That is crazy.
You've been catfished. I don't know where it came from. I don't know.
All of them have whiskers. I mean, they all look like to me.
Hey! I haven't seen that like no. Hey, that catfish stands out among. You know what? Let me get this song, and I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna tell y'all my catfish story, and I don't want nobody crying for me, and I don't want nobody laughing at me.
It's Lawless. Oh God!
Y'all, Lawless Radio, Free Grind, and Sheldon and the Queen, baby.
He stands there with a pistol in hand. He grabbed the mask, time to go out and get that cash. It's that bad, leave the crib. Hopped in the car, he hooded up. I don't know how this could happen. He was good to us. See, he was a good kid, he did what he was told. Up until he was about 11 years old, that's when his daddy left. He walked right out his life without even saying goodbye. The middle of the night, emotions got the best of him. The middle of a fight, next thing you know, it's him and mommy. The middle, there's a knife. You know it can't end right. That's when it all went wrong. It ended with him leaving home with no clothes, no phone. Before long, Tad was the killer, packing heat. Cause daddy left him, to be raised by the street. Mama started doing drugs, so shorty started selling them. Mama started stealing dubs, shorty started checking her. This ass took a whole bundle, that's 10 dabs. 13 dubs in each dab, you do the math. Now shorty in for $2,000, cause out of every dab, one was his, two was the pack worker, 10 was the man's. Check the shoebox, damn, she emptied that too. Now he in deep doo-doo, thinking of what to do. Back to 4-4, now shorty in the car, and you know his best resort is to go out and find his mom. Where she at? He running out of time.
The block dry.
What? I hit the killer this morning with the supply.
I ain't calling you a lie, but these fiends trying to get high. And I ain't seen some killers since the middle of last night.
Alright.
Wait, that's him at the light.
If he ain't got my money or my mercy, that's his life.
And it's coincidental that I'm riding in the rental. Low key following him for blocks and he ain't even noticed me. He pulling into the alley, bruh. Hold on. Wait, what the fuck is going on? Shorty out here spazzing and he waving his gun around.
What's that sound?
Oh, my mama. Shorty just killed his mama.
See if he got my money.
Man, that's y'all drama.
What you mean that's our drama?
Man, that's your dope.
Listen real close, Shorty. I'ma tell you how it's gonna go. Before you leave, you better have my bread. You ain't got my bread, Shorty better be dead. Shorty ain't dead. You ain't got my bread, you might as well shoot your own self in the head.
The final chapter. When I left y'all, big man and shorty was beefing on the phone.
Man, that's your dope.
Listen real close, shorty, I'ma tell you how it's gonna go. Before you leave, you better have my bread. If you ain't got my bread, shorty better be dead. Shorty ain't dead, and you ain't got my bread, you might as well shoot your own self in the head.
You must be crazy, I ain't stick around. With them blue lights, police can see the shells before they hit the ground. Like I said, that's your merch, not mine. Chill with the threats, you got your killers, I got mine.
Might as well send them, cause you a dead man walking. First time I ever heard a dead man talking.
That's how you want it? Cool, so be it.
The hit already sent, money already spent. I'm just waiting on the pick of a deceased shoe. Wanna play in the streets, so let me show you what these streets do.
Big man got the shorty purse and left him in the lean. You can still hear his family scream. Been paid, big man about to join shorty in the early grave, or escorted to a cage, really either way, he's in too deep, way beyond being saved, the killer's the next target, knowing he's being targeted, figured if he run, he don't know how far he get, he's not running, he going down gunning, look himself up in the mirror and he says, stop running, an army of one versus an army of guns, he already shot his mom, so he's already done. He run in, guns ringing, nobody's leaving. Right before he goes in, he can't help thinking. Teach me how to lead. Help me help them understand the riches of their seed. How could they plant it, leave it unmanned, defenseless to the weeds? Surrounded by what themselves potentially could be. Single mothers with super strength, keep holding them, Lord. Fathers is deadbeats, get a hold of them, Lord. Cause it's never too late for them to be your father. Give me strength, Heavenly Father, so I can reach all of them. Let them know they're irreplaceable, essential. Not only monetarily, but physically and mental.
And oh yeah, I wanna thank you again, cause honestly, I wouldn't be the man that I am. Of our kids, if we're not there to lead them in the right direction.
someone as real as you. It doesn't matter where we are. Girl, you shine like a star. And I can't wait to get you home so we can be alone.
I'm
This is your girl, Lene Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Well, Lene Michelle, boy, I like it when she say that. Woo! Hey, man, y'all listening to Quick Grind on Lawless Radio with M.E., the queen of Afropop, and the Chairman DL, baby, doing it for y'all like we do it every Wednesday. If this is your first time tuning in, don't make it your last. If you ain't tuned in yet, then that means you can't hear me right now. So that means you need to get tuned in, all right? Y'all got music y'all trying to get played, go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. Man, y'all quit sending me these doggone links. No, I'm not going to Reverb Nation. No, I'm not going to SoundCloud. No, I'm not going to MyCloud. I'm not going to YoCloud. I'm not going anywhere. If you want me to listen to your music, follow the instructions. Send me the music.
And see, we're very specific about that, too. When we tell these people how to submit their music, we're very specific. And I also want to make an announcement, too, while we're on the subject, but I was going to make the announcement anyway. The chairman, you know, you listeners out there, viewers that are artists or, you know, songwriters, singers, and you actually, you know, got music out there, whether it's spoken word, you know, definitely submit your music and bio, because we want to start doing interviews on a weekly basis from, you know, from here on out. Have like an interview segment of the show where, you know, because, you know, we do a lot of talking and we do a lot of laughing and we're informative to a fault, you know. But at the same token, you know, we do support our local come up, and it makes a lot of sense to, if we're going to support the local come up, let's talk to them. Let's hear what they got to say. Let's hear how they got,
you
know, their start and where they're trying to go with this, you know. You know, like me, I'm in the same boat, you know. So, you know, let's pick their brains, and not only that, you know, give them a chance. You know, if we play your music one time or two times, you know, as long as you get that exposure, you know, we want to know. We want to know, you know, like what's your passion, what your drive, and, you know. And just, you know, basically, we just want to support you and, you know, let us be your stepping stone to where you're trying to go. Unless, you know, if you want your last, you know, buck to be stopped here, that's cool, too, because we accept you. You know, you got the talent and stuff, and you know, you got some business about yourself, and, you know, you're taking care of your business on the you know, the front, you know, the publishing front, and making sure, you know, those things are correct. You know, we gonna mess with you, you know. I mean, that's what we do at Lawless. We're going to support you. And, you know, help us grow, and we'll definitely help you grow. We'll help you shine.
There you go. There you go.
No,
and y'all heard that word she said. We are here to support you. So we can't support you if you don't let us know how to support you.
Exactly.
Get with us. Get us that information. That's what we looking for,
indeed,
man. Y'all hit us up, man, and get in tune. Get in tune, man. Get there. Get there. Now,
I mean, you know, we don't care who you are. You know, you could be, you know, you could have graduated from the School of Hard Knocks like a lot of these people on Facebook have, and I wonder if they got a degree. You know, I want to ask somebody so bad, but, you know, we don't care. You know, as long as you got that publishing straight, your business straight and stuff, and you know, we know something about you, we want to know about you. You know, we're going to play your music. Hey, fill us in on who you are. You know, let's hear, you know, the driving force behind those words. And, You know. So, what were you thinking about when you wrote that song? And, you know, we be wanting to know, because, like, some of these songs that I hear, shoot, I be grinding, you know, twerking and, you know, grinding and whining and all that stuff, you know, and you know, on commercial break, and I'd be like, wow, you know, I wonder what a good person looks like, you know. So
right.
So definitely,
right,
y'all
right,
get
right.
y'all information to us. Definitely, because
right.
we want to know what you look like. We want to know. Yeah, send a picture, too. Definitely send a picture. That's a part of your bio.
Definitely
anyway. You know, just
there
give us
go.
An idea of what this person with this nice beat and, you know, these nice lyrics and this, you know, this bass, whatever it is, the song is, however the song is structured. You know, we want to know who you are and, you know, what you look like and what kind of image you have and, you know, where you're trying to go. Let's do it. Let's shine. Let's all shine. We all growing. But let's shine while we grow, you know?
There you go. There you go. And start next week. I want to start doing a twerk contest. I want ladies to send me y'all best twerk videos.
I get it. Heck yeah. Now, I would love that. You know, no homo, but, you know. Man.
I want to see.
Many white girls keep telling the game, though. Look, check it out.
Keep your damn tongue in your mouth.
The game, though.
Man, hey.
Hey, keep their tongue in their mouth. I don't want to look like a goddamn ratchet ass horse. Oops, I said that on radio. My bad. I don't want to look like a goddamn ratchet a horse.
No, because we all be up. I'm gonna be up, you know, the shoe twerking with them.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm gonna find it. Y'all know I was joking, but just now I just got a bunch of responses talking about, are you serious? So since y'all saying, am I serious? I think I'm gonna be serious. Hold on. Let me find y'all fake news. This gonna be their thing. Where it go, y'all? Find it for me. Grant Twerkin Winston. We're going to talk over it. It's the twerk song. It's called the twerk song. Can you see Miley on this?
Man. Twerk with it. I don't want to see Miley on that. I don't want to see Miley on anything, anytime soon. I need a Miley break.
No, let me tell you. Hulk Hogan just did it for me. Hulk Hogan did his rendition of the Wrecking Ball video where he's in a thong on a wrecking ball.
No, he did.
It scared the life out of me. I said, what on earth am I looking at? Why would he do this to me? I even questioned God.
You're talking about the whole
bad.
You're talking about, I need to tell you something. Brother, you talking about that whole? No.
Oh,
I don't know. He didn't do that.
Yes. Yes. Go to YouTube. Put in Hulk Hogan twerking. Yeah, brother. I'm on this wrecking ball, brother, with my cheeks out, brother.
Oh my God.
And I'm smacking a brother. Yeah.
I mean, bad enough that he subjected us to his, you know, hiney when he had on the Speedos and stuff, and he was getting a shot in his ass for, I think it was Benadryl or something. You know, he
subjected
us to his white ass when, you know, the undercover part is really, really white. And you got to see the fan line, you know. I mean, we already subjected up to that, and now I mean, I don't want to see this.
I'm telling you, he did
racist.
It.
Plus, he's racist as heck. He's a racist.
Yeah, brother, what brother? He's almost back. He's almost dark enough, brother, where it's gonna start affecting his credit.
he's a racist brother. He's a racist brother. Hey, what's going on, racist brother? I'm racist. I always thought that about him. Even when his theme song was Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
No, we are real American. That's what it was.
Real America. Yeah. When he walk around hugged up with
racist.
What do
I'm a
Mr.
real,
T.
real, real racist.
When he walk around hugged up with Mr. T. I'm hugged up with Mr. T, brother. That mean I like you people now.
No, because what he really thought was, was a white man. He was just in blackface and a mohawk. That's
what
he thought.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Mr. T. Fogel. David Chappelle. Remember Dave Chappelle?
Oh, my goodness.
My man left his wife for being an end lover.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
All I got to do is say the words Dave Chappelle, and we already know something crazy about to happen, about to be said, about to be done.
Already.
I miss old Dave Chappelle, man. I'll be glad to come back to TV. Yeah, shout out to Dave Chappelle. DC, stand up. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. We miss him on regular TV, man. Now, we get to watch the Chappelle show is in syndication. We get to watch, you know, the old Chappelle show. But I want some new Chappelle. I really do.
There you go. There you go. I'm
Kevin
talking
Hart
about
to start getting on my nerves.
I don't know,
I finally started watching that show. The Hollywood Husbands. I mean, that show is so. I mean, I can't even describe it, but the show is so stupid that it's almost funny, but not quite.
I don't know. I'm not big Kevin Hart, people go crazy over Kevin Hart, and now Cat Williams done dwindled off me. You know, Cat was my man. Cat, you know, I done went to a few of Cat joints, man, and Cat had me crying. I mean, I done caught cramps and stuff. And now, you know,
wow.
He just really don't do it for me. I mean, his stuff that he do on TV has been something. But, I mean, live, this cat had me cramping. I mean, you know, all you got to
wow.
do is try to talk about him. You want to have fun? Try to talk about him.
Oh, man.
That's all I say. He had this one dude in this chick, man. He got a hold of him. And the show was about an hour and a half. Oh, yeah. Let's just say that he cooked them up, he dished them out, served them up.
He cooked them up, served them up. Oh, wow.
Man,
you know what?
Yeah.
It does not pay to heckle. Let me just tell you. Me and my girlfriend, we were just laughing about this a couple days ago, about how we used to get thrown out of the comedy club on Marietta Street. I mean, the Uptown Comedy Club here in Atlanta.
What?
You know, for heckling people. We got thrown out like three different times, yo, like. And I'm laughing. I mean, I'm like, I didn't do anything. So they're tossing me out, too. And I'm steady laughing as they tossing me out the place. I mean, she would just heckle people and stuff and show one guy's mama. And then it was the waiter, you know, calling the B word. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. So now I know what it is. I've been thrown out of a club before. But now I know how it is to get thrown out of a comedy club, no less. Well, my friend heckling. I didn't do a thing. And they threw me out, too. I'm like, wow. I tell you, boy, we're actually going to hang out on this Sunday, me and this particular friend. I'm telling you, we got to go back to the comedy club.
Don't heckle nobody.
I, you know, it's not me. It's really not me. She just, I don't know, we should get a couple drinks in her and, you know, and just get a little loud. See, I already be loud from laughing, and I'm crying and stuff, so people can see, you know, she's laughing and stuff. That's why she's so damn loud. But really, I am loud. But no, but my girlfriend gave a couple of drinks to her, and she just started, like, heckling. I mean, I'm serious, like, I mean, I can't remember that one, comedian she heckled. I mean, and I'm like, I cannot believe you're getting thrown out again, and parking is $10. Parking is not cheap. Now, granted, she and I used to get in there for free because we used to get tickets and, you know, and I got somebody, I got a hookup, you know, I can't say the name, but I got a hookup when I want to come, you know, to go to the comedy club. But yeah, you can't be expensive.
There you go. There you go. Oh, man, you know what? There's a question I meant to ask you. Tell me, what do you think of Pharrell's lawsuit against Marvin Gaye's estate? Tell me you heard it. Tell me you laughed till you cried. Tell me that this is very embarrassing. I'm still trying to get
it. Pharrell has been on, he's been on Sue Happy for the last year or so because he just recently sued Will.i.am from what's that group?
Black
Eyed Peas.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, is Pharrell going broke? I mean, people still buy Billionaire's Boys Club. I wouldn't buy the mess, but, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I found it ridiculous. And then especially after Marvin Gaye's son is, you know, needing a kidney transplant and stuff, it's just like, no, I can't even imagine that.
But this is the thing that's killing me.
Bumped his head off his mind, all of it.
But that's the thing that's killing me, though. Okay, and I don't know if he pays attention to his own interviews. But him and Robin Thicke is on the interview where Robin, you know, well, you know what, we'll rewind, go all the way back to the top, had one of Marvin Gaye's children, you know, to make a comment. You know, they was asking, what did she think? It was one of his daughters. They don't say the daughter's name, but they said Marvin Gaye's daughter was asked, what did she think of the song Blurred Lines? And she said she really liked that, and she think that her father would really like the way they used his song, okay? Well, now, he took offense to that, you know, and considered that slander as he felt as though she was saying he stole her father's music, which is nowhere in there was that mentioned. When you read the quote, it said she think her father would like the way they used his song, okay? Well, now, go back to an interview where him and Robin Thicke was being interviewed, and they asked, you know, like, man, you know, what inspired the song? You know, you guys just came together, you had an idea, and
Robin said, and I quote, I wanted something, I told him I wanted something like that Marvin Gaye's, keep dancing. I wanted something like that. And he started playing around with something, and I was like, okay, that's it, and we just took off from there. Now, what is that saying? What is that saying? The song was inspired by what? By what? Okay, so now he's suing her for slander. What kind of mess is that?
Hell, you need to go sit down somewhere. I know you're part of the elite, Jigga Elite group, his little, I guess the million, what they call themselves?
The Illuminati.
The Rock
Illuminati.
Whatever you are, the Rock Boys. But
right,
come
right,
on
right.
now.
Right,
you know,
right.
you almost want to say, sit down, ho. That's what you want to say.
Right. I mean, if he's able to pull off this lawsuit, I am going to really laugh, and I'm talking about I'm going to really, really have fun laughing at this one. But at the same token, I'm waiting for her to turn around and countersue, because we already know that
right.
he ain't getting no doggone license. We already know he ain't getting no license to use the doggone song. So I'm waiting for her to turn around and countersue, because can't nobody tell me it ain't the same song. Listen to it. It is the same doggone song.
It is that same song. I mean, that's why one of the reasons why I like the song so much, because I think about, like sometimes I listen to the song or whatever, and I might be singing, Marvin Gaye's lyrics.
And everybody, all of the remakes that's ever been to that song, this one is probably the best. Prior to that was Aaliyah's version. I love Aaliyah's version with Slick Rick, how they got down on it. That was it for me right there. But everybody else's version has been really boring. And what they did with this right here, I'm like, man, y'all, come on.
I love it. It's one of those songs that, it's one of those feel-good songs where
when it comes on.
I mean, it's like I just do this one little dance and stuff, and I be in my truck. I just do this one dance where, I just imagine myself on Soul Train with some bell bottoms just with my, hand on the top of my head, and I'm just gyrating and stuff. That's why I be in the car. I'm serious. I be gyrating in the car with my hand on top of my head. I'm jamming.
I can't lie. Everybody knows T.I., that's my dog. That's my son from another mother right there. That's my son from another mother. from another baby mama.
Okay.
I mean, the way he come off on it, though, he rocked it. Because, the one thing that we as artists, I think pigeonhole ourselves in is believing that you gotta come off like a person did on it. Like when you listen to that doom 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 doom. Now prior to that, Rakim had rocked that track out. He had rocked it out. You know what I'm saying? Paid in full. Okay? But after Tupac did Hit Him Up on it, everybody that used that sample thereafter sounded exactly like Hit Him Up. And everybody get locked in there. If I use this sample, I got to do it the way Woo Wop the Bam did it. And everybody that used that, that keep dancing Marvin Gaye's track, the way they came off on it wasn't the way T.I. came off on it. And I was like, oh, and that's what I listen for. I listen for that. Come on, man. One thing I ask for you, let me be the one that you have to do. Oh, he's out. I give it to him, man. And Robin Thicke is my dog. I can't lie, man. The cat is right, man.
He said, "Well, Robin would hug me." You think about it. How can you make a song hot off just hey, hey, hey? But it's like the way he said it and how it comes in.
Right.
Hey, hey, hey.
Right.
I just love it.
I'm telling you right
hey,
now.
Hey,
hey. I'm telling you. Hey, hey, hey. I'll give it to him, man.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm telling you, man. They got down. They got down, baby. I can't lie to him. I can't lie to him, man. And I love it. But see, it's stuff like that. It's stuff like that that make you work. It's stuff like that that makes you work, because you want to rock a song better than the way they rock that. You know, when you got stuff like that, you know, it's like, oh man, dude, oh, I know I can out rock them. I know I can out rock them. That's how
you know the crazy
it.
Part about this song song is, although Marvin Gaye, you know, made that song, you know, the song was very popular and stuff, but Robin Thicke's version is the one that's going to be the most memorable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For a lot of reasons, because it's very, very catchy, and it's, you know, and then here it is, you know, 20-something years later, and you got this catchy tune, it's going to be more in people's heads, so more so than, you know, Marvin's. But not only that, that performance with you know, Chicken Cutlet Cyrus.
But you know what, though? This is the biggest part, I think, about that, is the fact that the song is so simple. It's the same verse over and over.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
It's the same.
Yeah, like
it's the same verse.
Yeah,
if you can't hear what I'm trying to say, this is it. That is the same. It is the same verse. It is so simple, you know. And that's the one thing I get.
You know what's funny though? I bet you every time that Robin Thicke is out in public and stuff, he sees his fans, you know, like spot him. They'll be like, "Hey, Robin!
Hey, hey, hey!"
Yeah.
Hey.
Dude, that's what's up. He did. I love Robin Thicke.
Wow.
That's got to be the blackest black dude ever met. Or never met.
He's the blackest black dude. Oh, no. Oh, my word. I'm not going to lie to you. Man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get off here, and I'm going to play that. I tell people, if you make it to my phone, and then, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you got, what did you just post here, Em? What done happened? Breaking news. What happened? Breaking news. White House just voted what? What happened now?
The White House just voted to give the families back their death, the soldiers and stuff. I can't even get out of my head. You know, the death benefits. Yeah, I posted that like a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was very relieved. I was going to talk about that, but I said, no, I'm not going to do that, because it's really upsetting to think that the government are taking people's death benefits, you know, so these soldiers come back home, then what the family's going to do with them, you know? Like, that's just, like, absurd. So I just, you know, when once I saw that, I don't have to talk about it. I'm just going to post it, and whoever wants to talk about it, they can, you know, we can blog, but... Yeah, I think that's great, you know, but I wish they just come to a conclusion about everything else. You know, stop disrespecting our president and just get it together on both parties,
man.
You know?
Come on. I mean, for real. But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this, you know, and I'm going to get a president, you know, a lot of credit, because, I mean, everybody knows that I've been very, very critical, you know, of the president, you know, just because things that I, you know, see he could take stands for, and it seems like he really falls back. But he's really impressed me with this right here, because he said he really believes in it. And he is showing how much he believes in it, because he put his foot down and he will not raise it up. So my hat off to my doggone president, because he's doing it right or wrong or indifferent. None of it makes no difference what. It's just the fact that he has stood, because we know that he stood for a lot of different things, and after a while, it's like, okay, I'm a cave. I'm not a caving type of person, you know, and I believe that everybody should be the same way. If you truly believe in something, you're willing to die for it. You know, you believe in it that much. And he put it out there. He said, I believe in it, and I'm not changing nothing. Plus, anyway, I think he went black on us. He said, what y'all going to do? Not vote for me?
Yeah, he definitely went black. Yes, he took that two times.
Right, y'all gonna not vote for me? Go ahead then. Don't vote for me. I can't run again.
That's all right. I got my two times. That's all he's thinking. He doesn't have about 10 songs made about him. You know what I'm saying? So he's good. He got two terms. He got about 10 songs, you know, saying my president's black. And you know, he just, you know, the Bill Clinton, and, you know, he's a really dynamic guy. I think I'm going to miss him. You know, after 2014, I think I'm going to miss President Obama being our president, and hopefully we'll see him more, you know, in a leadership role of, you know,
oh,
the humanitarian sort of way. I hope, you know, he continues that.
Trust me, he's going to be on tour. You can take my word for it. Him and Bill traveling together. You can take my word. They're gonna call it the Up and Smoke Again tour. But they can't tell me that the prayers don't cheat. Look at his lips.
That's Dre and M right there.
I'm telling you right now. Tell me the prayers don't cheat. They can't tell me my prayers don't cheat. I'm looking at his lips. And he always looking like he got the munchies.
Yeah, because I don't think I never know a cigarette to make your lip look like that. So, you know,
I'm
going to
tell you right
now. If I was a betting woman, I say he's smoking on that gas with them two times. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, just step out the lip on win once, you missing.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you right now. They say what they want to say about the prayers, but I know what he's doing. He know I know. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, we done got to the end of this doggone. Yeah, we done got to the end of this doggone show.
Oh, wow.
Don't it go so quick.
Man, what's going to happen when we move the time up?
Man, let me tell you. Pardon this such sweet sorrow, but we must bid thee farewell. Hey, Em, you got some shout-outs for these good people.
Well, I wanted to definitely send my condolences out to Jesus. I was just trying to condolences. He's up there just like, okay, go ahead and have your moment. But, no, seriously, I want to send my condolences out to the Chavis family. One of my schoolmates passed away just a couple of days, actually yesterday. And so, you know, just, you know, I pray that his family, you know, make it through and, you know, everybody pull together and, you know, send him off nicely. He was a cool guy. So I definitely wanted to give my condolences out to that family. And, you know, I definitely wanted to also, you know, shout the people out that sent submissions to this week for music. In the last 5 days, I've gotten a lot of submissions, a lot of, you know, people asking, inquiring, how can I get on your show and how can I be interviewed? So I have quite a few inboxes, you know, of people asking, and they also, and then they, you know, send me messages back that they did, you know, send their music and bios and stuff like that. So, yeah, so whoever, you know, if y'all listening out there, if you submitted music and bio, picture, whatever, EPK package this week in the last few days, I thank you so much. We at Lawless, we really appreciate it. We definitely want to see you shine. When we say that, we definitely mean it. So, you know, we definitely will be hitting you up for the interview. So, you know, just sit back in the wings while you do and do your thing and, you know, wait your turn and, you know, it's going to happen, man. But check this out. M.E. the Queen, I am. So if you want to listen to my music, go to ReverbNation.com/EMEEME. So if you want to become my supporter, I don't like fan, but a supporter, you go to Facebook.com/ME Queen of Afro Pop. Also want to go to SoundCloud, which is much quicker than Reverb, listening to it on your phone. Go to SoundCloud.com/EMQOAP. So that's MEQOAP. That's abbreviated. Also, you want to just tweet me, just, you know, send me some love on Twitter, you know, shout me out, whatever it is you want to do on Twitter. You can go hit me up at Queen of Afro Pop in all caps. Instagram, the most pointless thing on this planet. But if you want to see what I look like, want to put a Facebook name, yo, hit me up on Instagram. That's M_E_ Queen of Afro Pop. Hey, I just want to say thank you all for tuning in. Another Grit Grind Wednesday. It was lovely. Y'all, you know what it is. It is Lawless.
It's Lawless, y'all. Hey, man, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all catch it, man. B-Mo Slim tonight, Lawless Radio After Dark. Catch Buck tomorrow night, man. Same time, doing the same thing, man. Hey, you got your girl, man, Lawless Saturday nights, man. Kicking or ending, whichever one you want to think it is. On Sundays, man, Dr. Buck Halter, man. Hey, man, you're going to have Nikki Outlaw back
sooner than you guys think. Tuesday night, man. Hey, got to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people that keep them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure the planes go. And you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says this. Appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. Hey, y'all remember this is National Breast Cancer Month. Hey, I love them. Y'all love them. Everybody love them. We all got two of them. Take care of the breast, y'all, man. Y'all want to donate, man. Y'all, hey, don't laugh at me. Y'all want to donate. Y'all want to donate, man. Y'all make sure y'all do something, man. Hey, put your pink up, man. And just show support, man, for me, myself, man. I'm glad to say that my wife is a survivor. My mother is a survivor. And I have quite a few aunties that are survivors. My girl, Nikki Outlaw, she just beat. So this is not like it was many years ago when it was a death sentence. We can survive, but we need to have these contributions coming in. Y'all know I put my money where my mouth is. I have made my donation, man. Y'all make y'all donations. I'll be putting a link up. Matter of fact, we do have a link on the Lawless Radio website. Money does not go to us. We don't collect anybody's money. It's going to take you right to Susan G. Comer. Y'all get involved, man. Help get a cure, man. And let's try to stomp it out. Help our people live longer. You know, in our neighborhood, they said that breast cancer is highest in our neighborhood. I'm trying to figure out, you know, why they come to our neighborhood and decide to just stick around and hang out. But nonetheless, it's there. All right. Hey, man, y'all remember Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. Music here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole product of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted a broadcasting rights. Y'all know how to get involved in the show. Y'all follow us at Lawless Radio, at Lawless ENT. Follow at Queen of Afropop. Follow at The Chairman, TL, man. But make sure y'all support us like we support y'all. Support your local come up, man. We're going to catch y'all next week on Great Ground Wednesdays. As long as y'all.
Cake like anime, pockets on Cena, got five Kelly Rollins, three bad Trinas, if it's wet like a Trina, baby, I could be your FEMA, she been here, she been here, but I ain't never had a headache.
Never thought it would be us, and we were chilling, smiling in the photo booth. But we got closer, and you were eating off my food, coming over, and we would talk all afternoon. Back and let me try.